by the foot that you put the shoes on to?
Bottom. The bottom of the foot.
All right. What
the
do you
hoof. Call? Hoof.
And what do you call? A horse has got four
feet.
Well, and those bottoms are four. If you put shoes on his four
feet. The yeah. 4 feet.
Okay.
2 sided is 4 feet.
But you put them on all four, you
yeah.
said you put them on his
front foot. And back.
Okay. And you put, you nailed them on his foot.
Hoof.
Okay, and you nailed them on the all of his. How would you say if it was more than one hoof? On his. Hoof. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, what do you call a male sheep? We don't have any sheep around here.
But I know very little about sheep, but they're called, rams. One of them's a ram and the other's a what?
Ye.
Huh?
A ye?
I guess.
What do you raise? What does sheep go on the back that people raise?
Wool.
What do you call a male hog?
Bull.
What do you call a male that that's been offered so that you don't have to worry about him being mean or anything? Male hog. What do you call a little one when it's first born? It's called a little
pig.
Alright, and when it gets a little older, you got another name for it?
Shoat.
Okay, and when they're grown, what do you call what they have on their back?
Hair.
Okay. That stiff hair, do you have any other name for it?
No.
Okay. What do you call the big teeth that a hog has?
Tushes.
Okay. And you have any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog, just wild hog. Used to be, well, they are now not.
Did people try to catch them?
I think they did, yes.
Eat them?
No, I don't know about that.
Yes,
not.
Probably the meat wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing you put the food in for a hog would be what?
Pig trough.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do with it?
I have him castrated.
No one's made by a calf when it's being weaned. What do you say the calf? You say the calf began to what?
Bow.
Okay. What's the general noise made by a cow during feeding time? The cow began to
low.
And how about a horse? The horse began
Nickers.
To okay. Is that a general sound? A little cross sound? You've got some horses, mules, and cows. Well, now they're all getting hungry, and you would have to go out and
feed them.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to feed the hens and the turkeys and geese and so on, do you have any one name for them all you're going out to feed? All of them. You're talking about turkeys and chickens and geese and guineas and all those things. What would you say? What could you refer to all of them as?
Oh, okay.
A hen on the nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.
And how about where they stay? What do you call a little tiny place? It's just a little rude shelter built out in the
nest. Nest.
Okay, but how about if the little chickens stay in it too at night?
Well, they have to have a cook now.
Okay. What do you call the part of the chicken that children like to have so that when they pull it apart and see how
it goes?
What do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat? Liver, heart, gizzard. Chicken what? I don't know that term. But everything that you can eat inside the chicken.
You can eat the liver, and you can eat the gizzard. You can eat that whole thing on the inside that I know.